down Indiana, there's still a little 4-H fair. A pageant queen and a tractor pull and a kid show and a steer. Corn on the cob as fresh as you can get. There's still a little country left. A young girl rides in the arena at a rodeo in Cave Creek. Old Glory waves, she starts to sing. Oh, say, can you see? They all stand and cover hearts with cowboy hats. There's still a little country left. Just get off of the interstate, travel down in old Tulane. You're gonna find it's still alive and well. Stop and have a sweet tea. Take a look around here, you're gonna see the whole world ain't gone all the way to hell. At least not yet. There's still a little country.
Welcome back. Little Daryl Singletary, gone too long. Double Barrel Daryl. Boy, I got some stories on that guy from hunting in turkeys in Mexico, out in Kansas. Gone way too soon. Great talent. Hey, this is your host, Ray I, with the Peanut, the Vulgar Vogler, Kevy Kev, and, of course, the Matty G, having a great Saturday morning. Wow, be careful out there on the roads with that rain. Welcome to December, right?
Ooh.
First weekend, first day of December.
Santa.
Yeah, it's almost time for Santa Claus to be here before you know it.
Ooh,
yes, indeed. Well, you know what we need to do? We didn't do in the first segment. It'd be a great time to do that because we are in December for all of our December birthdays. We've got a lot of December birthdays, and we're going to cover those right now and play the birthday song.
Once a year we celebrate with stupid hats and plastic plates the fact that you were able to make another trip around the sun. And the whole clan gathers round and gifts and laughter do abound. We let out a joyful sound and sing that stupid song.
Happy birthday!
Now you're 1 year older.
Happy birthday!
Your life still isn't over.
Happy birthday!
You did not accomplish much, but you didn't die this year. I guess that's good enough.
Birthday.
What have you done that matters?
Happy birthday!
You're starting to get fatter.
Happy birthday!
It's downhill from now on. Try not to remind yourself your best years are all gone.
Happy birthday!
You wish you had more money.
Yeah. Happy birthday, December birthdays. Yes, indeed, boys and girls.
How much more can you take?
I never get tired of this song, but it's pretty rough. And happy birthday. On a more serious note, I need to make a quick announcement. You go to my Facebook page, there is a GoFundMe there for my nephew, for Joe Nations. And just go to my Facebook page or my wife's Facebook page. Even a dollar would help. They're having a really, really tough time. Joe has leukemia, and he's got to have all these, you know, sessions at the hospital and stuff, and it's just really tough. And it makes it really tough too because, you know, you got to pay your rent and you got to buy groceries and your car's not working. So really appreciate any of you out there. If you could give my nephew a little step up, it would be greatly appreciated. Let's do a little Vogler Vogler news.
Woo-hoo.
Shall we do some of that? Can you actually do this morning?
I think I can.
All right, here we go. This should be interesting. Go ahead.
Oh, just, no,
okay. I just threw it to you.
Missouri,
what are you
Department
doing?
Of Conservation finds the first case of chronic waste in Southwest Missouri. The Conservation Department reports that a young buck harvested in Stone County is in early November has tested positive for the deadly deer disease. Chronic waste disease, according to the MDC, is the first detection in Stone County and the first detection in the far southwest region of the state.
That came up from Arkansas is what's happened there.
I was just going
to
say.
It didn't come from up here. It came from, which is bad. I hate to hear that because that's getting too close to Howell County and down in that area that I hunt. I don't like that.
Did I understand that? The ones in Arkansas were imported deer and elk.
Right.
From caged hunting places.
Penned animals, yeah, which is bad.
Food. And Mossberg continues winning streak with the NASGW-POMA Caliber Award. The
Professional Outdoor Media Association.
Mm-hmm. And the National Association of Sporting Goods Wholesalers.
Yes.
Expo and annual meeting of the Mossberg 590
they
Mag
just keep
Fed
winning,
Shotgun
baby.
Was
winning.
Recognized with the Professional Outdoor Media Association, Caliber Award is Best New Shotgun.
I hope the listeners isn't like Peanut while you're doing the news snoring.
Missouri like Department of Conservation partners offer mobility-impaired rabbit hunt in Knox County December 15th. Apply by December 7th. The Conservation Department, in partnership with Missouri Disabled Sportsmen, will offer mobility-impaired rabbit hunt for December 15th
Don't
to 16th.
Do
you
it.
Have to apply by December
Don't.
7th. I'm trying not to.
Don't.
I'm being good. MDC and MDS will provide well-trained hunting dogs.
Take a breath between your news announcements so they can tell the difference, all right?
Ooh, they're going to have those track chairs, like the little mini tents.
Yeah, those
the
are
guys
great.
And gals
those are
can
awesome.
Get in. Ooh, that is awesome. Meals will be provided, and firearm and ammunition will be available to those who need them. And there's my big deep breath. Warsaw man catches state record walleye
as they
on
slowly pull their chair away from the campfire, throw it in the brush, and walk away from the campfire,
bad
listening
today,
to the Vogler Vogler.
The Missouri Department of Conservation reports Jason Reynolds of Warsaw became the most recent state record fish breaker in Missouri when he caught the walleye on a jug line at Truman Lake in Benton County. The new alternative method.
The walleye on a jug line.
Record fish caught by Reynolds on November 5th weighed 6 pounds and 14 ounces. Reynolds broke the recent state record by 1 pound, 1 ounce. Now, what was the first time that we've ever said one of those words and you haven't followed it with something?
What?
Walleye. And what do
walleye.
You normally say?
What do I normally say? Tell
it's
me.
My first cousin on my daddy's side.
Yeah, walleye. My mom's maiden name was Wall. My daddy's name was I. Walleye. First cousin. I still laughing at Jim Anderson, our buddy from Shady Lings, when he sent that thing out and he said it's hotter than a third cousin at a family reunion. I don't know why I went there. Go ahead. What else you got?
Still time to take Missouri Department of Conservation and Hunter Education. While firearms deer hunting is coming to an end, waterfowl, rabbit, squirrel, fur bearer, quail, and other hunting seasons continue into the new year. The Missouri Department of Conservation reminds the pursuing game with firearms that
pursuing
hunter education
games.
Is required for most hunters.
Yeah.
Missouri Department of Conservation offers hunter education classes year-round, online through a self-study option,
okay.
And in the classroom.
I got an announcement for you.
And
this month, December,
yes,
coming up real quick, like 11th, 12th, 13th, I'm going down to Southeast Missouri for another duck hunt with the Legends of the Outdoors,
woo!
National Hall of Fame, Mr. Gary Mason. And they're shooting the Legends of the Outdoors national television show. And I'm not going to have to pack cameras and be the camera dude. I'm going to be hunting
free
with Gary and doing some stuff with the television. So best of luck. I just really happy for Gary and the Legends that they've got their own television show now. It's really going to help promote and get that out there, and it's going to cover all the different legends. And can you imagine the shows they're going to be able to pull from that?
Oh, my
all
God.
The people, all the great folks, men and women, it's in the Hall of Fame, National Hall of Fame, Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame. So that was really, and Linda Powell's also going to be doing a duck hunt with him, but she's going to be, we just missed each other. She's going to do a hunt right after me. We're hoping we can hunt together. But she's going to come down and do a hunt with Gary for the television show, and Mossberg's providing all the firearms for the duck hunt.
Oh, cool.
And I'm going to go down, and it's going to be kind of weird. I hope I don't point my shotgun, my Mossberg shotgun, like my camera, you know.
Now, so, we got to keep Linda in mind also for the
yes,
kidney situation.
Yes, we need a donor. We need a
and
donor.
We need a donor really bad. You can contact us, and we'll let them know.
Yep.
But I've got a serious question. Is this going to be like without your camera equipment? Is it going to be like going commando? You know,
yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. I don't know how to act free. Without my camera. I got to take at least one camera because I want to get interviews. I want to talk to Gary about the television show and the producers of the show and the other hunters that are there, the other legends. I don't know what other legends are going to be there, but who's ever there, I'd love to interview them for this show right here.
Woohoo!
Of course, naturally.
I'm done with the news. That's it.
Are you really?
I am.
Seriously done with the news?
This week. Did I read pretty good, though? I did read pretty
what
good.
What do you think, Matt?
Give him a D plus in the spirit of the
a
holiday
D-plus?
Season.
Oh, cool.
Spirit
you
of
pass.
The holiday season.
We still got a couple minutes to kill.
You would think after how many years? We're in our, what, 18th year?
Yeah, you guys have.
Who would have believed in 1999 when I went into KFNS and Webster?
That's 20
that
years.
We'd be sitting here still
right.
talking about
and that's
show.
What? Six name changes, three yeah. studios,
yeah.
and about eight owners later,
yeah.
we're
still
you guys
here.
Are it.
You're... And with an outdoor show, that's unheard of.
Right.
I mean, seriously.
Now,
and you've pretty much
been
had...
20 years. You're going on 20 years, and I'm going on 19, you know?
Scary.
19-year-old Vogler-Vogler, that's hell right there, isn't it?
A 19-year-old Vogler-Vogler?
I have people talk to me all the time, and they'll say, well, tell me a little bit about your life. And they start doing these interviews and go, what do you regret in your life? I said, not much, but the main thing I regret was one year I was at 590 KFNS down in Webster, and this guy walked in named Chris Vogler, and he had these glasses, and I told him to sit down, and now he's never went away, and he haunts me daily. And I said, we got with us Chris Vogler. He goes, Vogler. And I said, Vogler, Vogler. And that's where he got his name.
That's the origin.
That's what I thought it was. Yeah, that's where he got his name. Because I was live with Mike Weller talking about doves and safety. And he brings my glasses in because he made me some shooting glasses, safety glasses. And I had no guests. My guest on the phone went away, couldn't reach him, didn't answer the phone. Other guests didn't come in. I'm sitting there flying by the seat of my pants. And I'm talking to Weller, and I'm trying to milk Weller. And I says, well, tell me about how far apart you set your hunters and shoot. And then I said, he's talking safety. I goes, well, you're not going to believe this, Mike. And I'm waving at Vogler, sit down. I have a safety glasses expert here with me today in the studio. And that's when that started.
The rest is history.
And I come back in there after that. No matter where I come in from out of town, I stagger in the station, and there he sits.
You know? He gets here early. Like, there were times, like, I would get to the back when we were on Hampton, and I had to do a lot of more prep for other shows. And
right,
I didn't have
right.
I would sometimes get it like 4:30 or a little after 5 back. And this might have been. And Vogler would be in the studio. I'm like, does the guy sleep?
He'd go in there. I'd come in. He'd be practicing. Like, it didn't mean a good, you know. He's reading the news in the bathroom. It didn't help him.
Well, you get a good echo in there.
The worst one's when I came in on New Year's. He was sitting there in a diaper with a ribbon across him with the data. I turned and went back out to the truck. I was done.
Like, you know what?
That was like 2001. I had
get into your microphone. Do I got to keep doing this?
That was like 2001 when I had the big banner on me. You know, he just shook his head. He just walked right back out the door.
Well, I wouldn't come in. I just my eyes.
I remember I started working with you guys in January of 2012, so we're going on 7 years. So for the better part of the decade, and I just assume you called him Vogler Vogler because I don't know. It was it kind of rhymes. It's alliteration. No, it was just Vogler Vogler. But it was literally
joining me on the show today is
Tomato
Chris
Tomato.
Vogler. He goes Vogler, real aggressive. I go Vogler Vogler. And that's where
and that was
name.
The first time he cut you off. And
that was the first time he's been doing it ever since.
20 years later,
he's
almost.
Still cutting me off. And why? And the people all of a sudden are like, why? Why is he still there? I don't know.
Entertainment, you know.
I don't know.
See what happens if you really mess up? You're going to be like him. You know?
I don't know what to say. I'm at a loss of words right now. Yeah. Other than before we go into commercial break for our next segment, which we're going to have Chris Figge on.
I think I know what to say in this situation.
What's that?
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Perfect. I'm going to finish up this segment with me coming back from North Missouri, and Vogler was in 590. And I don't remember who the board op was that time, but it was behind the glass at that
Matty
time.
Matty G.
No,
Matty Stedman.
No, it was the other guy. It was the other guy. It doesn't matter who it was. And I pulled in on the lot and called on the cell phone and said, I'm in a road ditch on 63 Highway. I ain't going to make it. You have to do the show. And I was out on the parking lot. So Vogler's never done the show. So he got over to the hot seat. And I come in. I come sneaking. I'm looking. He's throwing papers and talking. And I waited till he was picking stuff off the floor. And I ran in and got in behind the glass. And the board op looks over and says, morning. I said, morning. I said, should we tell him? He goes, oh, no, this is too good. And we waited right to airtime before I came in and told him to get out of my chair. You ought to have seen him sweating and throwing stuff. It was hilarious.
And I go ahead. No.
I was just saying, the first time I did the show,
microphone.
He was in Wyoming on an antelope hunt. And he goes, why don't you call in? This was the third week after. And he goes, why don't you come on in? Did I talk too much? Yeah, but just come on in anyway. And I'll call in and we'll do the show that way. And we're in the middle of an interview and he's in this pit in Wyoming hunting antelope. And all of a sudden he goes blank. And Bob was with me in studio that day, Bob Whitehead. And he said, just to see the expression on your face when you go blank.
Yeah, we need to take a break, Vogler-Vogler. Shut up. There, I got to say it again. We need to take a break. We're going to come back on the other side, visit with Chris Figge. We'll see you on the other side, baby.